Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I saw a cartoon years ago. A psychologist is seated behind his desk in his office. His prestigious degree displayed prominently above his head. He twiddles his thumbs and frowns at his client, who is reclining on a sofa, staring at the ceiling. "It's quite a puzzle," says the psychologist. "I'm having a difficult time discovering the source of your anxiety. You have a nice house, a motorhome, a boat, 3 very nice cars." The psychologist continues twiddling his thumbs and talking to his client. "You have a beautiful wife, a beautiful cottage. You're planning a trip to Hawaii. Why are you so anxious?" The client finally speaks. He says, "I only make $150 a week." Well, to varying degrees, we all experience anxiety. I sure do. Sometimes anxiety is easily avoided with 2 words, "Stop it." Stop getting into debt, or whatever it is we know we shouldn't be doing. But more often, it's very real and not so easily fixed. I take a direct nosedive when anxiety invades my body and mind. We need to take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Anxiety is a clear alarm bell saying that it's time to pray. In Psalm 94:19, the psalmist says, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy." Here are other translations. "When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your comfort delights me. When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer." One paraphrase puts it this way: "When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up." My friend, the brilliant and sharp-penned Max Licato, put it this way: "Healing from anxiety requires healthy thinking. Your problem is not your problem. It is the way you look at it. Satan knows this. The devil is always messing with our minds. He fills the sky with airplanes that carry nothing but fear and anxiety, and he is doing his best to convince us to let them land and unload their stinking cargo into our minds. Satan, he says, is the master of deceit, but he's not the master of your mind. You have a power he cannot defeat. You have God on your side." I like that. Max says the key to being happy tomorrow is sowing seeds of happiness today. We do this when we count our blessings. What are there? Maybe memorizing Bible verses is one. We can do that. Praying, singing hymns, spending time with encouraging people. Or if we prefer a miserable tomorrow, he says, we can wallow in self-pity or guilt or anxiety. We do this when we assume the worst, beat ourselves up, rehearse our regrets, and complain to complainers. I need to stop doing that. You know, there are many things in life over which we have no choice, but we can choose what we think about. You can be the air traffic controller, Max says, of your mental airport. You occupy the control tower and can direct the mental traffic of your world. Thoughts circle above, coming and going. If one of them lands, it's because you gave it permission. If it leaves, it's because you directed it to do so. You can select your thought pattern. For me, there's nothing quite like focusing in on the truth. If you are a Christian, here are a few things God says about you. I am God's child, made in his image, chosen by God before the world was created, and adopted as his child. I am accepted and loved, bought with a price, redeemed and forgiven, free from condemnation. I belong to God. I'm a citizen of heaven. Thank you, God. May these awesome truths encourage you today.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good." Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.